Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, happy Tuesday. Tuesday to you. Let's get into the question of the day here in Loop.
You ready, Figgy?
I'm ready.
All right, so question of the day. What's the most unfortunate time you dropped a cuss word? 713-572-4610. The President of the United States apparently dropped one of them Fs this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that got Lopez thinking about the time that you may have cussed.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure that we have that particular sports tied to it. Lopez, what did that remind you of?
That reminded me of a certain game day right here in Houston. We have it.
How can you pick against SMU? Look at them over there. Red, white, blue. USA.
Live on TV.
That is Lee Corso selecting the University of Houston Cougars on College Game Day over SMU. Although, to be fair, I would pick U of H, like, regardless. Like, how many times do you think Lee Corso picks the head just based on what head it is as opposed to, like, what the actual team is?
Oh, it's all cinema. Yeah.
No, I know it is. Yeah. And I think, in theory, it's supposed to be, this is the team I think will win. And I don't think the coach, like, is lying.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine there's sometimes that I could go either way. Which head would I much rather wear, or which one do I think is better? Because the Sasha head is much better than the SMU mascot head.
Oh, yeah.
Without question.
And how about his last one upcoming? You know, they're both good. You know, got the big longhorn and the Buckeye.
Bevo head and then Bucky the Buckeye head.
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting call.
He's picked both of those a number of times. I actually don't know, like, if he was just picking on the mascot head, which one of those he would pick between.
I thought he was kind of leaning in wherever he was at. So kind of feeding into the crowd
always,
a little bit, too.
Probably largely.
That's a good call.
Yeah, probably largely. So the worst time, most unfortunate time, that you cussed.
You got a lot of life, so I feel like you got opportunities here.
Funny. I've got so many where I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. But the most recent one was this past Saturday morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where this came from. See, he was trying to blame this on the president. He was trying to put this on Lee Corso. No, you just did it this weekend.
It reminded me because this past Saturday morning, let me just put it this way. So I was speaking at the Episcopal Church men's breakfast.
Oh, church. Yeah.
And, you know, you get comfortable chatting it up with the fellas there. And
you be getting comfortable at church like that?
Yeah. Well, it was a nice little breakfast.
With Jesus watching and everything?
Everything, yeah. Jesus was right there. And somebody asked me, God, what was the question? And I can't remember the exact question, but I said, that bleeping guy.
Oh, man.
right there in the Episcopal Church. Right in front of everybody. So that was the most recent ones, but there's a.
Did you get a bunch of?
Okay, it's funny because I did immediately caught myself.
Yeah.
So I did a quick scan of the room. Most of them were pretty cool, but there were a couple of guys that were going like kind of backing up with their eyes open.
That's
like,
right.
You just said that here in church?
That is the correct response, by the way. There's a number of answers on the text line that are church related from the 504. They were at a church fantasy football draft. Someone just drafted JT, and I said that JT was going to get his keister kicked by the Texans. Felt so embarrassed. I will say, this didn't really rise to the level, but the weekly run, basketball run that I play nowadays here, back being in Houston.
It's a church league.
It's not a church league, but we do play at a gym in a church.
Okay.
And so sometimes you get to plan and, you know, do stuff. And oftentimes we play in the evening when no one else is in the church, or maybe like some people are cleaning or what have you. But you know, when I get frustrated with myself, sometimes I'll let off a really loud expletive.
Yeah.
And there was one time I did that where I was like, oh, yeah, you know, that probably echoes. There might be some other people in here hearing just a loud cuss word in church. I should probably not do that.
No, I did that. Mine was kind of church related, too. I wasn't in the church, but I was walking to the church. I was about to go in. Mm-hmm. I was in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I left something in the car. I'm like, oh, bleep. Just turned around. I'm like, oh.
Was it an old church lady right there looking at you?
No, it was good not. It was not. But I kind of felt bad. I tried, and this is weird, but I try not to cuss on the way to church.
Yeah.
I put on some gospel music, try not to cuss and mood. All that. But sometimes it just be a small little, ah, damn it. I'll be like, oop, sorry, guys.
How about this one? This
my
one
bad, was, big dog.
This one left.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Left the mark on the text line. My first communion. My first communion. I ate the body of Christ and I said, bleep that.
How old? Like that's
six, right?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Yeah, six.
Which at that point, I feel like at a certain point, if you cussing, it's not your fault, right? Like if you cussing at six, I imagine that in the church, nobody went, oh, look at that bad kid. They all looked at your parents like, what are y'all doing at the house?
Yeah.
That was more about the parents than it was about you, right? But speaking of parents, from the 281, they said the first time in front of your parents, which, go ahead and give me the story, big dog, but also that made me think about the fact that myself and my mom, and my mom is really religious, right, like in the church and everything. I've always enjoyed like having more of an adult relationship with her as well. Like, you know, I realized at some point that we had gotten there, but I was very much, I don't cuss in front of my mom. Like it just does not happen that way. Except, you know, I got to a point where, you know, sometimes you'll talk about something and maybe you'll say like bull or, you know, BS or whatever. I remember the first time I actually said BS, but not the, and I remember in the moment being like, oh
yeah,
like, all right, let's see how this goes over. And She didn't really flinch, but then what I realized is that soon thereafter, we let in like the minor cuss words into the relationship. We broke the seal.
On a different level.
Nothing crazy.
The craziest thing when it goes backwards, like my mom, very like yours, she went to church twice a week, did the rosary. I mean, just really, really religious. When you hear her cuss, when it got so bad, I probably heard her cuss three times her entire life, and every time I was like, it must be bad. It must be bad if mom did it, if mom said that. What about like what the boys were talking about this morning? What's on the back of your baseball card of like the ones you go to the most? Like you guys know this because we're off there. I say bleep sucker.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Like pretty much 50 times a day at minimum. And I also say bleep me a lot. What's on the back of your baseball card?
I mean, S word is probably the one that I use the most.
I usually say the S word, like the dude from The Wire. That's kind of
Isaiah Washington. Is Isaiah Washington? Yeah. Isaiah Whitlock.
Yeah, I usually say it like that.
Somebody said a guy at work says F nugget. Okay, very good. Yeah. Those are the creative words. Somebody said their old girlfriend would call someone a butt. C word, which I don't even know what that means, to be completely honest.
Interesting
combination. So those are interesting combinations. Yeah. But yeah, some other fun, inopportune times to cuss.
Like home health, leaving a patient's home, got the finger caught in the door, and the Ring doorbell caught her saying the F word loud and clear of her patient. I'm sure they were looking at her differently after that.
This is a good one from the 713. Said their mother loves to tell the story when they were 2.5 years old during a family reunion. All the men were outside barbecuing. All the women were in the kitchen, and this was during the time where all the women were wearing skirts. There was a jar of pickles in the middle of the table, kept tugging at their mom's skirt, saying, "Mom, I want a pickle. Mom, I want a pickle." Evidently, no one was listening. So mom says that he slams his fist down on the table and said, "Mom, I want a bleeping pickle."
That got everybody attention.
Yeah. Everybody.
Like, get that boy a pickle.
Yeah. Well, I imagine that first everybody had to retire to their fainting chairs, right? But as a kid, I understand how you got there. You were like, I've seen other people, and this is how they get attention. We put this word up here.
Oh, you got the attention, all right.
And you were talking about how it's a reflection of the parents. Clear as day, my oldest son, who's now going to be 37, he was probably, I think it was a 3 or 4 year old birthday party, and the kids were over at the house. I might have told this story, and they're playing duck, duck, goose. So he's tapping the kids on the head. But he's not saying duck.
Of course he's not.
He's not saying
duck. Of course he's
all
not.
All the parents just look immediately at me. I'm like, hey, I don't know where he got that.
let's see. Some other ones are coming in now, various different places. Someone said they say San Antonio, Texas instead of SOB. How does that work? I think I need more.
They made up their own. Yeah.
From the 281, I was giving a eulogy of one of my best friends and was telling a story of how we met, and it included a couple of F-bombs. When I was done, the priest told me I could have left them out. we got to know the circumstance. We definitely got to know the circumstance there. Yeah. On a work conference call, got assigned a crappy assignment, forgot I wasn't on mute. Bleep this ish. Okay, very good. Yeah, that'll let you know.
And then somebody said, you're not on mute.
That's right.
That's a terrifying thing.
That's terrible, man. My wife actually had a moment. I want to say it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was yesterday. She had a meeting with a top tier type of boss. And they asked her about the place she was going to. Where was it at? She said, Bleeping Spring. And she didn't realize. She was just like, oh, this is the person. This is the person that's above my current boss. And she felt bad for it. She came home. She said she felt bad for it.
I think we navigated that all right. If there's kids in the car, whatever we said, don't say any of those things. These are clearly bad things. You don't want to do any of them. Listen to your parents, except unless if they curse. Which is, that's another thing. Lopez, before the segment started, I was like, there's going to be kids in the car. And you were like, their parents curse. And I was like, do they?
Yes.
But if you're a sports fan.
Yes, they do.
Right? If you're a sports fan, there's got to be more opportunity that you're cussing in front of, maybe not even in front of the kids, but cussing in a place where maybe the kids might hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Isaiah Carey. Shout out to the legend, Fox 26.
Oh, yeah.
For one of the best viral
what
videos.
What the bleep is this?
The best part about that is not the fact that he started cussing. Is that he dropped the TV voice very quickly. He was just, that was Zeke. I don't know if he go by Zeke, but he became Zeke in that moment. He wasn't Isaiah no
what
more.
What the bleep is this? Stuff flying all in my mouth. Let's get the bleep out of here. This country mother bleeper.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where it looks like there's a little bit of things happening here where in the NFL where an owner in the NFL is looking to buy a English Premier League team. I want to talk about that. And also, a competitor in the AFC South said that he's actually good for the season. We'll talk about that and more next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.